You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Do you know another parent or a soon-to-be parent, an expecting mom or dad? Please don't give them another onesie or another toy that you know is going to end up in the garage or at the Goodwill. Give them something that matters. And what matters the most? Protecting your child. What do you love the most in the world? Your children. I do. And I will do anything to protect my twins. Go to crimestopshere.com. It is a five-part series with action information that you can use to change your life and protect your child's life. Payment starting at $6.99. Give that as a gift, not another onesie or a plastic toy. Give them something that matters. Find out how to protect your child out and about, at the mall, at the store, at the grocery store, in the parking lot, at home. Find out about protection regarding babysitters and daycare, even online cyber security. Oh yes, my children are online, and you better bet I'm doing everything within my power to protect them. Payment starting $6.99. I would much rather have that than yet another plastic baby doll or, God forbid, a toy gun. Just what I don't want. Join the Justice Nation. CrimeStopsHere.com. Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Hi, my name is Lisa Toma, and I am an aunt of Savannah Spurlock. I am posting from Ohio today as family is scattered around the country praying and leaning in together. This day 11 that we're missing Savannah, we wanted to say thank you to all of you who have been praying so fervently for Savannah's safety, that she would return safely to her babies, to her family, her mother and father. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for those who help search, those who've been doing all they can. We thank you. The family is having a hard time, but we're leaning into each other, we're leaning into God, and we know that He is so big. He is so big, and He can do miracles, and we're believing and we're hoping that she is safe and sound, and we are choosing to keep hope alive. We also want to thank the Richmond, Kentucky Police Department, who have been working literally nonstop to bring Savannah home.
You're hearing the family of Savannah Spurlock, a brand new mom, now missing. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us. In the last hours, a search ongoing. Take a listen to our friends at Fox.
Kentucky police seized a car while executing a search warrant. It's part of the ongoing search for 22-year-old Savannah Spurlock, who disappeared nearly 3 weeks ago. Spurlock was last seen on surveillance leaving a Lexington bar with two men. One of them lives on the property police searched, according to media reports. Both of them have been questioned by police, but so far, no arrests. Spurlock has 7-week-old twins with her ex-boyfriend of 3 years, Shaquille Smith. Smith tells Fox News, quote, "I do think the guy she was with that night know exactly where she is. She is out there somewhere worried and thinking about her kids, family, and friends." Smith and Savannah's mother tell Fox News they do not know the man on the video and say Savannah is a good-hearted, very reliable young mother who does not go to bars often and is constantly in touch.
My biggest fear is that something has happened to her, that she's being held by against her will somewhere. But I have to hold on to a glimmer of hope and faith that she is okay.
I just want you to hear Savannah's family. We are begging for your help today. Savannah Spurlock, missing. Joining me right now, David Mack, syndicated talk show host, Karen Stark, psychologist at KarenStark.com, joining me from New York. Stephen Lampley, former detective, Ashley Wilcott, juvenile judge, lawyer. You can find her at AshleyWilcott.com. And joining me right now, commander of the Cajun Coast Search and Rescue, Tony Wade. I'll be right back with the commander, Dave Mack. For those people just joining us in our search for Savannah Spurlock, give it to me in a nutshell. What happened?
Savannah went out for an evening. At about 2:30 in the morning, she left a bar and was seen on video walking next to one man, another man walking in front of her. About an hour and a half later, her mother got a FaceTime connection with her and saw Savannah in the front passenger seat, another man driving, and two men in the back seat who none of them are being recognized at this point in time. We next know that Savannah's phone pinged at a home about 40 miles from the bar, but it was turned off at 8:30 that morning.
This is bringing back such horrible recollections of Natalie Holloway when she was on her high school senior trip to Aruba. I know that's no comparison to a brand new mom of triplets, Savannah Spurlock, but she left the restaurant bar with somebody she didn't know, whether by force, under GHB, we don't know. She's never seen alive again. To Tony Wade, joining me right now, commander of the Cajun Coast Search and Rescue. Tony, you have been in the trenches since last week, conducting a brand new search in the last 72 hours. What's happening, Tony?
Well, we've been clearing a lot of areas. We've been working really close with Richmond Police Department on clearing some areas that they wanted to target. They had reason to believe maybe something was there. And unfortunately, we just haven't found anything. So now we've moved to start searching the Kentucky River.
Tony Wade, commander of Cajun Coast Search and Rescue. Commander Wade, when you say you've cleared a lot of areas and now you're searching the Kentucky River, that's never a good thing, because if you are searching the outland, the curtilage, like, you know, cabins, sheds, apartments, that's with the hope the person is alive. When you tell me you're going to search the Kentucky River, I don't feel good about that. What has led you, Commander Wade, to go from land to water?
Well, we don't have any direct evidence indicating that she is deceased. But, you know, right now we've run out of tips and run out of leads, so it's a process of elimination at this point. Just, you know, looking at areas that would be possible for someone to be in. But, you know, like I said, it's just process of elimination. We're clearing areas so that we can know that she's not there.
We know that this brand new mom. Hey, back to you, Dave Mack, syndicated talk show host. Dave, was it twins or triplets she just had?
She just had twins about 4 weeks before she went missing. She had a 2-year-old son.
And
she has a 4-year-old.
Karen Stark, you know, you were with me during the pregnancy and immediately after I gave birth to the twins. And when I finally, had to go cut my maternity leave short and go back to work, right about the time Savannah Spurlock went out for the first time since she had given birth, she is in no condition right now to even try and get away. I mean, you go out for an innocent dinner or an innocent drink for the first time since you've given birth, and you disappear that night, Karen Stark?
And think about it, Nancy. I mean, what if she's breastfeeding? She's very attached to those twins. There's a part of her that's still very connected to them, and they need her, and she needs them. And she is in no condition. I mean, she gave birth to twins. To be able to be out there and not with her family, I can't imagine how she could be able to escape if she were in a place. This is a terrible situation.
To Ashley Wilcott, judge, lawyer, you can find her at AshleyWilcott.com. Ashley, I mean, nothing would have kept me away from the twins. Nothing to this day, but especially when they were first born.
When you have a new mother who's left her child or children behind, it just speaks to this is against her will. You cannot imagine it's something that she's choosing to do. Wherever she is, it's got to be against her will, is the natural assumption in these kinds of scenarios.
Take a listen to our friend Hillary Thornton at WKYT-TV.
I just want to know so bad where Savannah is and that she's okay.
It has been nearly 3 weeks since anyone saw or heard from 22-year-old Savannah Spurlock.
I worry every day. I worry so much.
Richmond police and other agencies working around the clock to find the mother of four young children.
They are not able to share with me details because it is so active. And I understand that.
However, there were some noticeable developments yesterday. Police executing a search warrant at a home along Follick Road in neighboring Garrett County. All police say is that it is related to the search for Savannah. We do know they spent time inside the home searching other buildings on the property and towing a vehicle away.
She's got four kids that need her. She's got a family and friends that love her.
Ellen Spurlock says on January 3rd, Savannah left their home in Richmond with a female friend. They picked up a male friend in Lexington. Later in the night, Savannah FaceTimed her mom to tell her she would be home in the morning. Savannah's phone has been dead ever since.
When you're living it and breathing it, it can be crippling. If you know anything, we beg you, come forward.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. We are learning in the last hours, was this missing Kentucky mother, a brand new mother of twins, taken from that bar slash restaurant there on South Limestone in Lexington to a rural home? What does that mean? To Dave Mack, syndicated talk show host, I'm only doing this because I know a search warrant was served at a home in Girard County, but what can you tell me about allegations? She was then taken to a rural home?
Well, we only know that because that's where her cell phone last pinged. And as I mentioned, it was cut off at 8:30 that morning. So it's 40 miles from that restaurant bar that they left at 2:30 in the morning. And a couple hours after she FaceTimes her mom, that phone goes dead.
So she FaceTimed her mom while she was out. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. While they were actually in the car with these unidentified men, as we mentioned, she left the bar with two men, one man walking alongside of her, the other walking in front of her. Police were able to identify the vehicles. But when we get the FaceTime notification from her mother, her mom says that there was a man driving her car and two men in the back seat, and they were all talking at the same time, and she couldn't make out what they were saying, except that they were telling the mom, the mother of Savannah, to chill out. So obviously some kind of interaction going on that was confusing, frustrated, and again, goes back to what you said about Savannah being in that bar and somehow maybe GHB or something being put in her drink she was not her normal self.
No. Stephen Lampley with me, renowned detective. Stephen Lampley, when somebody's telling me, chill out, just calm down, that means I am upset or angry about something. And believe it or not, if I'm not talking about a crime, I'm pretty laid back with the twins. So for somebody in my personal life to say, hey, chill out, that means something bad is happening for me to be having that reaction. And for these guys to be telling the mom of Savannah Spurlock, look, lady, chill out, that's not good, Stephen.
No, Nancy, it's not. And it's my guess with what interaction that we know the conversation took place on FaceTime, the mother was obviously stressed and concerned about the situation that Savannah was in. And that would be my guess. And then, of course, they retribute back or, just chill out, just chill the hell out. So I'm thinking the mother knew something was up from the get-go.
You know, I got another question to you, Dave Mack, syndicated talk show host. Didn't I just hear that Savannah Spurlock went out that evening for the first time since she had given birth with another woman? What happened to her? Who's she?
Nancy, it sounds very much like what you mentioned earlier about the case out of Aruba. She did leave with friends, but we don't know at what point they parted company. We just know that Savannah was with these other guys at that bar until 2:30 in the morning, something that was totally out of her normal activity and behavior.
We are very fortunate to have with us today the commander of the Cajun Coast Search and Rescue, Tony Wade. And he is now turning toward the Kentucky River. But Tony Wade, I want to go through with you, if you have the time. You said you had checked a lot of places off your list. Where have you been searching? Where and what kind of structures and land, forest, ravine, fields, woods, what, where have you guys been searching?
Well, we've been searching a lot of farmland, some wooded area, abandoned barns, abandoned structures. You know, we've hit some water wells, just a lot of open area, you know, that would have easy access or what have you, that could be possibly related. Like I said, the police department had developed a lot of information and wanted us to search those areas with them, so we did. And unfortunately, it was just nothing, not a shred of evidence has been found.
Now, when you say you've searched open fields, when you say, Commander Wade, you have searched open fields, how do you go about searching, like, let's just say a cornfield? How do you do that? Because the corn is so tall, you practically have to go down every row by foot. You can't just walk by and look. I mean, how many guys are with you, and how are you conducting searches of fields?
Well, we have our canines with us, of course, and, you know, the dogs are extremely good at searching vast areas. But we also had the police department, fire departments, emergency operations center that has given us people, and a lot of people spread out and just combing those areas extremely careful, looking for anything that would appear to be out of place or anything that shouldn't be there at all. We try to set up a grid where we clear one grid at a time, and we make sure that area has been combed thoroughly, and then we move on to the next area.
But and another thing,
thinking process for sure.
Commander Wade, what leads you to those specific spots that you're searching? Do you just go, hey, I know a place by an old playground, let's go there? Or do you have specific information that that's where you need to search? Why are you picking these spots?
Well, the police department have picked the spots for us, and you know, they haven't explained all of their evidence to us, which they're not going to. They have to protect some of that evidence. But, you know, for whatever reasons, they believe that these areas needed to be cleared and related relations to the house that was searched with the search warrant. So I think they have some cell phone information or something that has led us to those areas.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. I want to talk about that ping, Tony. With me, Commander Wade of the Cajun Coast Search and Rescue, the ping, Dave Mack. Let me get back on that. There was a ping 8:30 in the morning after she goes missing and is seen being taken out of that restaurant bar with those two guys. Then she does the FaceTime where she tries to call her mom, speaks to the mom. The guys are going, chill out, calm down, to the mom. Somehow she gets hung up. Then 8:30 in the morning, a ping. And then what, Dave Mack, does her phone go dead? Does she turn it off? Do they know?
They don't know. They haven't found the phone yet. They just know that at 8:30 it stopped. So it could have been shut off, broken, any number of things, Nancy, but they were able to trace it. Again, this place is 40 miles away from the restaurant bar that they left at 2:30 in the morning.
40 miles away. What can you tell me about the search warrant? How did they get that location, Dave Mack?
They got the location, again, going back to the cell phone ping. They were able to track all both the guys that they saw leaving the bar. They've spoken to them. They've actually found an S-10 pickup truck, and the police are being very guarded in this, Nancy, but they've identified all three men that were in the vehicle with Savannah on that drive to this house. They served a search warrant at two different locations, and they've towed away a couple of vehicles, all in this space of based on the cell phone pinging and the guys. One of the guys, Nancy, and this hasn't been mentioned yet, but one of the men identified with her, they haven't given us his name, he claims that she left the home sometime that morning, but she had no money, no phone, no clothing to
Mm-mm.
wear. She didn't have a heavy coat.
N-O. Ashley Wilcott, that reminds me of a case that you and I covered together, and her name was Hadakan. And she had a military background, and her husband says she just left. No coat, no anything, just left. Nobody's ever been arrested. She's never been found. Nothing. Now, why would this woman go out at 8:30 in the morning. Her cell phone's turned off with nothing. No way to get back. What does she walk?
It doesn't make good sense. No woman would do that. And anyone worth half his weight would not let someone walk off like that. And so the whole story doesn't make sense. I don't believe it.
Hi, Nancy Grace here. Have you ever Googled yourself, your neighbors, somebody at work, a crush? 57% of Americans admit to keeping an eye on their own online reputation. 46 admit to using the internet to look up somebody from their past. But Google and Facebook, the tip of the iceberg when it comes to finding personal information. There's an innovative new website called Truth Finder. It's now revealing the full scoop on millions of Americans. Truth Finder can search through hundreds of millions of public records in a matter of minutes. Truth Finder members can literally begin searching in seconds for sensitive data like criminal, traffic, arrest records. Before you bring someone new into your life and around the people you care for, your children, consider using Truth Finder. What you find may astound you. Go to truthfinder.com/Nancy right away to start searching. truthfinder.com/Nancy. truthfinder.com/Nancy. Find the truth. Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Waiting is hard. Not knowing answers to questions is hard when you're a stranger and you're passionate about this story. When you're living it and breathing it, it can be crippling. To know every phone call might be the one, every text message might be the one. But I'm so grateful that they are working and they're protecting the case. And they can't tell us anything, and I would rather that and her come home safe. If you know anything, we beg you, come forward and call the Richmond, Kentucky Police Department. If you heard something, if you saw something, I don't care how small it was, what if that one thing is the piece of the puzzle that they're missing? What if you hold the key to bringing her home, this person who is someone's daughter, someone's mother, someone's sister, someone's niece, someone's best friend? We urge you to share your story. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Please keep posting your positive thoughts and your positive prayers.
An emotional, a tearful plea. And I'm playing it now for you. If you have any information in the disappearance of Savannah Spurlock, a brand new mother of twins, please call 859-624-4776. Repeat, 859-624-4776. With me, Dave Mack, syndicated talk show host, Karen Stark, psychologist at KarenStark.com, renowned detective, Stephen Lampley, judge, lawyer, anchor, Ashley Wilcott at AshleyWilcott.com, and joining me, commander of the Cajun Coast Search and Rescue, Commander Tony Wade, joining us. You know, Tony, hearing that, it's breaking my heart. Because I didn't know you at the time when I had the twins, but I spent every waking moment and all through the night just trying to keep them alive. Lucy only weighed 2 pounds, Tony. And I can't imagine her voluntarily being away from those babies, Tony Wade.
You know, I don't see it either. You know, and I actually met with the family yesterday and talked to them, and it would be really out of character for Savannah to do this, to just leave on her own. You know, I met her oldest son yesterday, and there was a wide range of emotions, you know, but it doesn't make sense to me. I firmly believe that she didn't, on her own, just take off and go away. Neither does the family at all.
What, if anything, did you learn regarding evidence surrounding her disappearance? I mean, did they have a theory? Did you find out what she was saying when she FaceTimed her mom?
Yeah, well, basically, the only thing I've been told about the FaceTime was that she would be home in a few hours. That's pretty much it. You know, it's just about all the information her mom told me about the phone call yesterday.
I wonder if she's the one that said that, Commander Wade, or if one of the guys said that. I wonder if she was coherent, if she had been slipped GHB, gamma hydroxybutyrate, the date rape drug. She may not have even known what she was saying, and I wonder if that's why they told the mom to chill and then hung up on her. Did they have a theory, Tony?
The family, everybody has their own theory. The family has theories, and I'm sure the police department has theories as well. The police department hasn't shared their theory with me. I can't say they've been very forthcoming with me on giving me information to try and build some kind of plan or something to look into this further. It's just a big mystery. I think everything is just speculation at this point.
Oh, man. Another thing,
after,
I don't...
After the phone call.
I don't understand. Ashley Wilcott, judge, lawyer, anchor, ashleywilcott.com. Ashley, why she goes out with a girlfriend? Why did the friend separate from her? Doesn't anybody pay any attention to the news? You never leave your friend or let them leave with people you don't know. Ever, ever, ever. Good. I could just chew a nail in half.
Yeah, because that's one of the first rules of prevention, right? Is if you do go out and everybody wants to go do fun things with their friends, then protect each other. Take
I don't.
Care of each other.
I don't want to go do fun things with my friends, as you well know. I want to stay home with the twins. I waited my whole life to have them. I've got them. What do I want to go to a bar and have another drink? Do I want to go to a restaurant and eat? I've been there. I've seen plenty of food. I'm fine. Why would you leave your friend? With the drink and the nachos, why would you leave your friend or let her leave without you?
And that's why you go with a friend in the first place, Nancy. That's like the first rule. You go with a friend to be with a friend, to not be left, to not be alone. You should never, ever, ever leave your friend somewhere.
Dave Mack, syndicated talk show host, have the police talk to the I call them friend girl. It's not a girlfriend in the romantic sense, but it's a girl that's your friend. Have they talked to her?
Nancy, in combing over everything, the police have been, they've been keeping things very close to the vest. I'm going to assume, and I hate doing that they've already talked to the girlfriend and the other male that went on this evening out. But I haven't seen anything in any of the reports I have of that discussion or what transpired. We just know that she left with a friend. They picked up another friend on their way. And at some point in time, both of the friends were no longer with her, and she remained with people they didn't know. And that's the other part. She didn't know these people. Her mom doesn't know them. The friends that were out, this is a total stranger, stranger abduction. And the fact that she was out late, Nancy, you got to bear in mind, this is somebody who doesn't go out very often. She spends her time with her children. That's what her family keeps saying, is this is not just out of character. She doesn't do this.
She's making my stomach hurt. Now, we know the first place cops always look when somebody goes missing is the husband, the ex-husband, the boyfriend, the ex-boyfriend. I'm not seeing it here, but I want you to take a listen to our friend Veronica Jean Seltzer at WTVQ talking to Savannah's ex.
Spurlock's ex, the father of three of her four kids, including five-week-old twins, feels similarly.
I feel a lot better about the situation, but just till she gets home, I feel more comfortable.
Shaq Smith says he doesn't even want to imagine his kids being without their mom. Their grandma doesn't want that FaceTime with her daughter to be their last conversation.
Savannah, if you're listening to this, we love you. We miss you. Please just let us know you're okay.
There you heard her ex and has been totally cooperative, but that's not who's in the video. And to me, Stephen Lampley, the former detective, the video says it all. It's not him. I can rule him out. He's a waste of my time in the sense of pursuing him as a possibility.
Well, Nancy, yeah, and I'm hoping that's the normal procedure for any investigation in a missing person or homicide, is that you start with your inner circle first, husband, close relative, ex-boyfriend, and then you work your way out after you've and what you're doing also is you're looking for potential suspects, but you're also clearing people. You want to clear people in your path so that you can move on to the next one. And I'm hoping that they have done this. I'm sure they have, including him. And I agree with you. I think maybe he's probably not
person of interest in this case.
You know, we had some issues when we got to the boat landing. There was a lot of mud.
Despite some roadblocks, the team and volunteers got in the Kentucky River on Saturday.
But we ran down the river and we didn't come up with anything.
They didn't necessarily believe the 22-year-old mom was in the river, but they're checking locations off their list. They know where Spurlock is not and hope their efforts lead to where she is.
Always have hope. Always have hope in a case until we come across something that just defines it otherwise. You know, we don't want to leave a stone unturned. There could be a small piece of evidence hidden somewhere that, you know, can totally blow the case or lead us to Savannah. So, you know, we're looking everywhere.
You're hearing our friends at WKYT, Caitlin Sintner. With me, Commander Tony Wade of the Cajun Coast Search and Rescue. Tony, when you say you know where she's not, what do you mean by that? And did your search center around that home where her phone last pinged?
Yeah, one of the first areas we searched with police when we got in town were in correlation with the cell phone thing. Now the rest of the areas unfortunately have not been. It's just, you know, working off of community members calling and saying, hey, you might need to check this area, might need to check that area. It's basically what we're doing. Right? When we get through with an area, I'm quite confident that there's nothing there. It's the reason we say that we have cleared this area and we know where she's not. I like to believe that when we leave an area that there's no shred of evidence there.
You know, another thing I don't like, and I'm going to throw this to you, Dave Mack, is the insinuations made about her that she's some big tramp because she goes out. You know, she's been pregnant 9 months, 4 weeks after delivering twins. She goes out with a girlfriend and everyone is acting like somehow this is her fault. I don't like it, Dave Mack.
Nancy, the thing about this is that, yes, you're right. She's got four children, but this is a girl who doesn't go out. She does work as a waitress in a restaurant. So night servers do tend to, you know, they have a little bit later night lifestyle than you and I, but we're talking about a girl who doesn't go out. This is not just out of character. This is something she's never done before, which goes back to what you said at the very beginning. She went out with a friend, with actually two friends, and ended up being separated. These guys were able to separate her in the middle of the night from the friends, and we have to assume they went home and that she was left alone with these so-called, these people that might just have been predators, obviously not looking out for her best interest. She's not a tramp. She's not a girl who goes out and parties. That's the thing the family has hit so often. She doesn't go out. She stays with her twins and with her two older children. This is not a girl that this is normal behavior at all.
We know that, according to sources, Savannah Spurlock was taken from the bar in the back seat of a vehicle with two men while a third man followed in a separate vehicle. That's what we're told. Both of these cars have been taken pursuant to search warrant and undergone forensic testing. We don't know what they found. To Stephen Lantley, renowned detective, what are they looking for?
Anything they can find. I don't know what they've looked at yet. I don't know what the process is or what processes they've gone through rather to find this. But anything, any little tidbit, anything they can find, hair, fiber, anything they can put their hands on.
Ashley Wilcott, judge, lawyer, anchor at AshleyWilcott.com. Ashley, what are they looking for in those two vehicles?
So in the two vehicles, Nancy, not only are they going to look for fibers, for any sign that they can find that something might have happened to her, any type of blood spatter, any type of DNA, any type of anything that indicates something did or didn't happen to her, she was in the car. The other thing is, think about this. You know, in the bar they talk about, yes, she could be on a date rape drug. They might have had a gun. They may have had some way, a knife, something to force her into the car. So the car's also going to give you any evidence of that. Are there any weapons in the car, any drugs in the car, any indication that those have been in the car to figure out where they transported her and if they transported her or not? I have to say one more thing, which is they also are going to have to look at that bar closely to figure this out. Are these three individuals that have frequented that bar? Do people know their reputation, what they do, what they're like? Are they drug users? Are they drug dealers? All of these things can be put together to determine where she is and what happened to her.
We know that a special K-9 team all the way from Louisiana has been brought in to join the search for the missing mom, Savannah Spurlock. Commander of the Cajun Coast Search and Rescue, Tony Wade, are those your K-9s? Did you work with the K-9s, I believe you said earlier?
Yes, correct. We have been working with our K-9s up here since the beginning. That's what we do. Every search we go on, our K-9s are with us.
How many dogs do you have with you?
Well, I have one left now with me. Some of the rest of the guys had to leave yesterday morning to head back. We've got plenty of other cases and stuff going on, so we had to. We've been here for a week, so I kind of had to disperse. I think my dog and I are going to stay here for several more days to assist any way we can right now.
Commander Wade, is it a scent dog, tracker dog, or a cadaver dog?
The dog that I have with me now is a tracky trail dog and cadaver dog.
Mm. What are you going to do next, Commander Wade? Where can you go now? What can you do?
Well, we're gonna meet with police again on this afternoon to try and develop some more areas of interest for us to get out and look at. We're just gonna continue searching areas to eliminate those areas, and hopefully we can find something that would lead us to Savannah.
We know that police have served search warrants in the case. We know that they have questioned several people that were with her that evening. What is concerning me right now to Karen Stark is that, now this is according to the assistant chief of police, who says that investigators have been unable to confirm whether Savannah ever left that home, which is located out in a rural area. One of the men with whom she left says Spurlock did leave, quote, later that morning, but he couldn't say how she left. And we know that her phone, which has not been found, was turned off 8:30 that morning.
Nancy, this is all ringing so false to me. But what's confusing is that they actually, no one has been arrested. They say they interviewed the men and that now the men are out there. And yet they say they don't know how she left. How could they not know how she left? And who would leave without a coat, without a phone, without any money to be able to get in touch with someone, unless she really, if she had done that, was very, very frightened. So there is something here that is wrong, just as you're saying. And I think we all need to be very concerned.
You know, I'm looking at this newly released surveillance footage, photos, stills, and you can look at them too at crimeonline.com, where we have all breaking crime and justice news. She looks out of it. She doesn't have a coat with her. Oh my, wait, is her pocketbook open? Her pocketbook looks like it's hanging open. I can't tell. Look at that, Jackie. It looks like her pocketbook's just hanging open behind her. That is very odd. She looks like she's cold, and she's got her arms crossed, and she looks, her face looks zoned out. Have you seen these pictures? To Tony Wade, commander of Cajun Coast Search and Rescue, did you see this newly released video stills of her? She's got on a red skirt and a black top, and it's only three quarters. It comes down to her elbows, and she's got her arms crossed. She looks zoned out, and her pocketbook's hanging wide open.
Yeah, it looks, you know, I saw the picture, and the first thing that came to my mind was she looked extremely cold. I haven't heard anything on her level of intoxication. I know they were drinking, but, you know, I don't know. One of the videos I watched of her walking, she didn't appear to be like she would have been, you know, on slipped anything or anything, or it hadn't taken effect. Let's put it that way. She appeared to be semi-sober.
To me, she looks completely zoned out in the face. Guys, listen to our friends at WKYT-TV, Hillary Thornton, speaking to Savannah's mom.
I can't even explain the nightmare this is for us.
While it's not easy as the days pass, Ellen Spurlock says she is remaining strong for her daughter and the rest of their family.
My biggest fear is that something has happened to her, that she's being held against her will somewhere. And, you know, but I have to hold on to a glimmer of hope and faith that she is okay.
The tip line, 859-624-4776. Repeat, 859-624-4776. If you are at the, quote, other bar that night, or if you know anything at all, please help bring Savannah Spurlock home to her brand new twins and other children. Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Goodbye, friend.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.